Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast says going to be maybe a little fog this morning, otherwise turning partly cloudy by this afternoon, and a high near 50 degrees for today. In Kenosha right now, it is 30 degrees, Burlington 26, Milwaukee 30, 29 in Racine. A man in Kenosha taken into custody last night to end a standoff with police that lasted more than 2 hours in the 1600 block of 54th Street. The man was inside a van, reportedly armed with an unknown weapon, the vehicle parked behind a house. The initial reports indicate that man was tased by police, then turned over to paramedics. Meanwhile, the Kenosha News says police were also investigating a number of bullet holes discovered at a neighboring house. A 2-year-old Milwaukee boy is recovering after divers pulled him out of Lake Michigan, but a 21-year-old woman died. Police and witnesses believe that woman was trying to kill herself and the child. The two were in cardiac arrest when pulled out of the 40-degree water. No names have been released. It is unknown if the woman was the boy's mother. Charges filed Monday in Racine County Circuit Court against a local man accused of leading law enforcement on a high-speed chase that began on I-94 and came to an end on some residential streets in Sturtevant over the weekend. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff with details.
According to court documents, a sheriff's deputy spotted a car going well over the speed limit on the interstate and attempted to stop the vehicle. The chase left the I at Highway KR and eventually ended up in Sturtevant, even though a couple of the car's tires were flattened with stop sticks. The driver and two passengers eventually jumped out of the car and ran. The driver was arrested a short time later. 22-year-old Miguel Navarrete has been charged with attempting to flee police, two counts of first-degree recklessly endangering safety and one count of second-degree endangering safety, along with misdemeanor criminal damage to property for driving over the lawn of Schulte School and obstructing. A preliminary hearing is scheduled for next week. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
A Racine man facing an arson charge for allegedly setting a fire that damaged a vacant home last Friday. 18-year-old Alexander Rodriguez and another person accused of setting fire to some notebooks and some other articles inside the building at 1123 Geneva Street. It led to thousands of dollars worth of damage. Court documents indicate Rodriguez was identified as a suspect through video from a neighbor's surveillance camera. He allegedly told police that he and the other person had been smoking inside the home, but that investigators said they found no evidence of any smoking materials in the area where that fire began. Rodriguez will be back in court next week. An employee of Point One Recruiting, which is at 8411 Corporate Drive in the Village of Mount Pleasant, now facing a felony allegation of theft in a business setting over $10,000. It's based on a police investigation that began last month. 39-year-old Michael Amundson, responsible for the recruitment and placement of employees to companies that had retained Point One, and on several occasions, according to the police department in a news release, he failed to report unsuccessful placements to the management staff at his company. Amundson allegedly refunded the fee that was paid by the customer, but kept the commission that he got, even though it was as if it was a successful placement. Now, on at least six occasions, Amundson is accused of falsifying documents to support a successful placement. The commissions exceeded $40,000. Well, wherever he goes these days, large numbers of supporters and opponents are expected for Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump. He is scheduled to appear at a rally in Janesville this afternoon. The deputy police chief there, Jim Holford, says the social media postings indicate as many as 2,500 protesters have shown interest.
Outside area designated for people who wish to use their free speech rights, and that area will be well marked and a sign for people to come and deliver whatever messages they wish to deliver.
He says he points out that the Trump campaign put out 5,000 tickets for a gathering at the Holiday Inn Conference Center. It accommodates only 1,000. And the three remaining presidential candidates on the GOP side, Trump, Ted Cruz, and John Kasich, going to be part of the national spotlight tonight in Milwaukee, a town hall event. Here's the preview from Scott McClain.
February and March saw over two dozen primary contests, but we're in the middle of a four-week span where only two states vote. That means the stakes are even higher for the April 5th Wisconsin primary and tonight's CNN town hall in Milwaukee. Donald Trump and Ted Cruz have been engaged in a fierce war of words over their wives during the past week, and you can bet they'll field questions about those personal attacks. Expect to see a lot of that same fierce rhetoric tonight. In Washington, I'm Scott McClain.
The Village of Mount Pleasant asking the State Department of Transportation to put the brakes on the current plans for reconstructing the intersection of Durand Avenue and Memorial Drive. The board approving three resolutions calling on the state to install a beveled median east of Memorial Drive, but not to close access to Capitol Avenue nor put in a roundabout. Two businesses, Dickie's Bar and Floyd's Towing, use Capitol Avenue just east of Memorial to access their business sites. Floyd Leonard, owner of Floyd's Towing, said that a beveled median would allow his trucks to swing across the highway to make the turn onto Capitol.
A lot of truck traffic there, delivering to him, and also going down Memorial Drive each way, north and south, you know, with truck terminals, cement companies, and the industries that are in Chicory Road, so I think we really need this and get it approved so they can make the wide turns, you know, without causing a major traffic jam.
Village President Jerry Garski said the beveled median would meet Floyd's Towing could continue to have access to the yard when they bring in the big rigs. And Trustee Gary Feast said even though a roundabout at that intersection would be safer than a signalized intersection, there are other considerations involved. All three resolutions going to be forwarded to the DOT, approved unanimously. State Department of Transportation, by the way, considering the addition of three more daily round trips on Amtrak's Hiawatha line due to a continued increase in ridership. From 2009 to 2014, the number of passengers taking the train between the two cities, Milwaukee and Chicago, went up by 8.5%. Adding the three more trips would mean a total of 10 round trips per day. Kenosha's Board of Parks Commissioners backing a proposal to convert four tennis courts at Lincoln Park into a couple of futsal courts for the summertime programming that's based on the popularity of the game and a variation of soccer that's played at the Boys and Girls Club. Steve Milkey is the club's athletic director, explaining this will piggyback onto the already existing programs they have at the park.
Trying to keep the park active. We'll be out there at the Orbaletti Center every day providing services to youth. We're also working with the Kingfish and the baseball program that'll be out there. We worked with the basketball program that was out there last year. So we're just looking to provide some more programming out at the park, keeping, you know, the park as busy as possible.
The tennis courts would require some conversion work, and a use agreement has to be worked out between the city and the Boys and Girls Club, which hosted a 141-team futsal tournament in January. Higher than average electric rates in Wisconsin, likely the result of several major infrastructure projects in the state. That's according to Citizens Utility Board Acting Director Kurt Runzler. He says regulators need to be a little more vigilant about whether those projects are necessary and cost-effective.
When they come in and say we need to build some new facilities, you know, to produce more energy, that they really need to do that, that they're doing it in the most efficient, cost-effective way possible. And if it's not, that the commission not approve those things.
The Public Service Commission study found that Wisconsin residents are paying about $8 a month more on average than other Midwest states. And Gina Giese was the exception, really the miracle to the norm, when she survived rabies from a bat bite back in 2004 in Fond du Lac. It took an experimental mixture of drugs and a medically induced coma to treat the disease. And then Giese had to learn to speak and walk again. Now the first person known to survive rabies without a vaccine has given birth to twins. Gina Giese Frisetto's fraternal twins arrived at St. Elizabeth Hospital in Appleton. Carly Ann and Connor Primo Frisetto. WRJN.com is our webpage. You've got our newscast, whatever you want. Look in the local news section. And at WRJN News, get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400, WRJN News.